You'll get me over the wicket. Wicket, no, what do you think? Maybe that you're getting me over.
You're all getting me over. No, no, no.
Catching up.
Okay, yes, go. So, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parashat Bukhokotai. So, we know Parashat Bukhokotai contains the total of the kilometers. Let's look at one particular pasuk. Over there, it says, the Nasati is a way of Korba, so it says it's going to destroy the cities. Lashi Mosi and Mithi Sheikhans. I will destroy your mikvah. The Lord Riyad Riyad Mikvah. So I will destroy your mikvah. So, based on this pasuk, the one in Megillah tells us the following thing. All of you, they have netted, Apple Tishakoris, A last feeding the Tomb. A Pesach Neset that has been destroyed, the site is still there, it's not erect, but the Pesach Neset itself is destroyed, it's in ruins. Nevertheless, one has to treat it with a certain Kedusha. A Mashidim, the type of Kavolim, types of profane activity to use it as a big open space to spread out your ropes, if you're a rope producer. In person, the tzuddik, if you're a hunter and you want to prepare your net, you can't use it as a big open space to spread your net. The ancient shoshin al dalim, parents will not use the ruins of the roof as a place to produce dried fruit. The ain't a little cup of darius, and will cannot use it as a shortcut. Much like a beit hakneset when it's built and it's in use. You have to treat it with covers and cannot use it for these profane activities. So the more is makadosh to us, that not only when the beit hakneset is still in use, but even the Beit HaKnesses has been destroyed, one has to treat it with correct Kedusha. Shenema, like it's written in the Pasuk, Vashi Moisi et Mikdash Shechem, I will destroy your Mikdash. Kedusha, so the Gemara understands from this Pasuk that the Kedusha is there, Kesheim Shelevi, even when they are destroyed. So the question is exactly what is this Grosha Beit, where precisely is the inference that is in the Pasuk. Some want to say, if we look closely at the wording, Vashi Moisi et Mikdash Shechem, because it's written also the other way around. Et Mikdash Shechem, your Mikdash, Oshim or something, I will destroy. But he says, I will declare it the other way around. But I will destroy your Mikdash. So even after using the word destroy, the word Mikdash is still used. So from that, the Gemara infers that places of Kedusha, the Kedusha is still there and has not dissipated, despite the fact that they are destroyed. So this Gemara is referring, as we clearly understand, to our Mikdash Ma'at. It's referring to Batik Nesiyot, Batik Midrashot. What is with the Mokim HaMikdash itself? The Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash. So there's an interesting machlokes over here between the Rambam and the Rishon. As we say, this member of Chazal wasn't said directly regarding the Beit HaMikdash, but perhaps the same thing applies. Let's have a look at the Rambam line. Lepichot, therefore, Makriven HaKorbonim Kudim. Right, so it is possible to offer all Korbonim. Hakati She'en Shom Bayit Bodim. Even though the Bayit is not good. For also in Kodshe Kodoshim, the Kodah Azorah, one could eat Kodshe Kodshim in the whole site of the Azorah. Hakati She'en Harego. Although, it is destroyed. It's in the actual site of the Azorah, which is the place where Kodshim, the most holy type of Korbonim, has to be consumed within the Azorah. One could eat them in that site, even if the walls of the Azorah are not standing. So Eilam will catch it to the feet. But also in Kodshim Kalim, like the Sheni, Bechol Yerushalayim, similarly other items, Kodshim Kalim, like the Sheni, which have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Amo Mishayim Shom Choymoyim, even though the walls of the ancient Jerusalem are not standing anymore. If we were to know with certainty the exact spot, Shakadusha Rishayna, Kitcha the Shaita, the Kitcha the Artist Mom. Because the original Kedusha, which was there originally, is still there. It's there originally and it's still there. And this is as opposed to certain other levels of Kedusha, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which in certain measure, it involves in the details of that now, but in certain measure, some level of the mitzvahs which are attached to Eretz Yisrael are left nowadays. Maybe some of them are only Rabbonon, But this, the Rambam says, is 100% intact, as it was, the Kedushas HaMikdash remained. But Lama Ani Oimer, says the Rambam, why do I say the Mikdash Yerushalayim? Why do I say regarding the Mikdash Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishoyda Kitcha Lotin Lama? That the Kedusha Rishoyda still remains. If the Kedusha Shahar Eretz Yisrael, but regarding the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that in Shviyas and Maestrix, the Kayetzel land, Lord Kitcha Lotin Lama, regarding the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, we say, that certain of the Mikdash is only there are holy nowadays. Let's see, she Kedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim, if they are shit. The Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim is attached to the fact that this is a mockery of resting of the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah in of the Tehillah. The Shekhinah doesn't go away. Tarihu Oimet, like we said now in the Gemara, regarding a Beit HaMikdash and a Beit HaKnesses, the Rambam applies this to the mockery of the Mikdash too. Rashi Moise is in the Shekhen, but Obruch HaKomim, Avotish is showing me the Kedushah on him. Let's just explain this Rambam a little further, there shouldn't be any misunderstanding. When the Rambam writes, that one could offer korbanos bizman hazeh, and one could eat the korbanos bizman hazeh. The Rambam is referring, obviously, to the raw fact that the Mokom HaMikdash is still kodesh with its original kedusha, and therefore it is fitting for doing the avodah in that place, for eating the korbanos in that place. The kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is still there. Now one might need many other. Doesn't mean you practically necessarily go ahead and do this. You might need many other things that have to be fulfilled. Maybe you need a mizbeah. Maybe you need Big Day Kahuna.
Kiyo.
Maybe you need
Kiyo,
Tzvei Shorei, all sorts of other things that you might need. Furthermore, we have to look at the issues of Tumah and Tara. Maybe some things we say Tumah and Tumah Sibur. The Rambam is referring to the raw requirement of Mokom HaMikdash, which is also a requirement. You have to have a Mikdash. Do we have a Mikdash? Yes, we do have a Mikdash. Even though the Beit HaMikdash itself is not built, but the Mokom is still kodesh with the same Kedusha. So as far as that angle of things is concerned, the Kedusha of HaMikdash is still there. The other requirements to actually bring a korban would have to be considered. But that is what the Rambam holds, that as far as the Kedusha of the Mokom HaMikdash is concerned, that Kedusha is still there, and Kedusha only hasn't gone away. But the writers disagree. Allah Zoras Hatmoy Hizu says the writers doesn't mix his words with the Rambam. Zoras Hatmoy Hizu. This is something that the Rambam has made up, he says. It's not written anywhere clearly in the Gemara like that. Well, they're asking it. I don't know where he knows this from. The Talmud of the Kodesh from Mishnah in the Mikdash Rafik. He says we find regarding many items that it's written, if there's no Beit HaMikdash, then you leave it to Torah. So according to the Rambam, why do you need a Torah? But later on, says the writer, not only do I not hear what the Rambam says about the Beit HaMikdash, in fact I say, fakir from the Rambam. The Rambam says that even if parts of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael have gone away, the Kedusha of the Mikdash is greater than it remains. Says the writer, I say fakir. I say that even according to the opinion that Eretz Yisrael entirely remains in its original Kedusha, it's exactly fakir. The Kedusha of the Mokom HaMikdash is gone. Even those who say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains nowadays, like, oh, and the Shah Eretz Yisrael. He's speaking about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Of the Yerushalayim and the Mikdash Loi Oman. But not about the Beit HaMikdash. Lefi, Shah Ezra, because Ezra, who inaugurated the second Beit HaMikdash, he knew that his Kedusha is only a temporary thing. He was aware when he built the second Beit HaMikdash that the second Beit HaMikdash is a short term solution. So I'm going to go to Yerushalayim, I see the Tatlish Talis, things are going to change, and it's Tatlish Kiddush Hakeh, and it's going to be a future Kedusha, and along with the eternal Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Oilam, and writes the Rive, something that he says in one of his places, Kat Niglev, says the Rive, so was revealed to me, Mitzoy Hashem Liarev, from the secret of Hashem to those who fear him, which sounds like he had some sort of vision that it is a very other thing. There's no explanation what this means, to leave it on the side. Rambam uses it, right, uses this expression once or twice. The fear. Now let's look at what this all does for us in some slightly more practical terms. Says the Rambam, having said all this, that he disagrees with the Rambam, and he is of the opinion that the Kedusha of the Mokom HaMikdash is no longer there. The fear. Therefore, and this is Avdol Shom, Ein Boi Koris. Well, we, if somebody enters the Mokom HaMikdash nowadays, in the face of Tumah. So the writer brings up a point which we haven't clearly spelled out until now, which is going to be a nafkamina between him and the Rambam. Says the Rambam, according to what I am saying, that the kedusha of the Makom HaKadosh is gone. Somebody who would go in there and a Tmei Meis, let's say, where we know that somebody goes to Tmei Meis into the Makom HaMikdash, into the Mikdash, is a Kori, it's a very, very serious prohibition. There's a right, according to me, there won't be any Kori, because there's no Kedusha anymore. Which, from which we understand that according to the Rambam, you could have understood that thought as well, according to the Rambam who holds that the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash is in its place. If the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash is in its place, we therefore understand that somebody who goes into the Mikdash while being Tommy is Chayav Tzaris, exactly like he would have been in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, yes. Now let's look, very important chapter, let's look, how do we pass it? So, the Magen Avraham, one of the central points here, he discusses some of the questions of the writers on the Rambam, and he answers them. And having answered the questions on the Rambam, he comes to the conclusion that in case, having said thus, Divrei HaRambam, Shriri V'Kayon, the words of the Rambam are firm and sound, V'Anitnas Atta L'Mokam HaMikdosh Chayav Kori, Shepilodus Me'emi. So it says the Magen Avraham, having answered all the questions on the Rambam, that the opinion of the Rambam is sound, it's firm, it's the main opinion, and therefore the fact is that one who goes into the Mokam HaMikdosh nowadays is a Chayav Kori, Shepilodus Me'emi. The Mishnah Brura, this is actually mentioned in the Halakhos at the end of Hilchos Tishba, where we look at the Halakhos of somebody who sees the Makom HaMikdash for Chulbono, etc. Halakhos of Kriya. So over there, this is where the Magen Avraham is, where he writes, going into the Mikdash is a Makom Kori, is a Chiyuv Kori. The Mishnah Brura over there also quotes this Magen Avraham, and he says that one should take a look what he wrote in his Sefer Likutei Halakhos. The Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Brura writes, take a look what I wrote in my Sefer Likutei Halakhos. So I followed his instructions. The Likutei Halakhos is a paper which the Chofetz Chaim wrote on the Gemara of Kodshim. Now we know that most Gemara we have at the back, the Pirush of the Rik. The Rik, what did he do? He put together all the different Gemaras which are let's say standing or valid. Everything that's the conclusion of the Gemara, he's very, very sort of might be shortened the Gemara, in other words. Every sugya, he picks out from it which points are Nogea La'alot. So we can much more easily begin to find our way from a sugya to Gemara, which might seem unclear. Where's the conclusion? We can more easily find our way to Pesach Halacha. That's what the Rik did. Now the Rik performed this monumental work only on the Gemara, which are Nogea of his Madazeh. Right, so all that. So Shabbos, Yom Tov, and even Kippur and Kiddushin, and all these things. But contrary, which is not like it's not like that. The Rift is not right. So the Chofetz Chaim, many years later, came along and filled this gap, and he wrote on the Gemara of Tzvachim, and also the Gemara of Sefer Kodshim, a work similar to the work of the Rift, where he puts together all the Gemaras that are there now. So over there, in one of the footnotes, he discusses a little this topic, and he mentions this Magen Avraham, and the fact that the Magen Avraham moves like the Rambam, and he adds to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham mentions one or two other Rishonim who say openly like the Rambam. He adds to the Magen Avraham another probably six or seven Rishonim who say like the Rambam that the Makom HaMikdash nowadays is standing in its original tradition, and therefore going into the Makom HaMikdash while Tommy is a very severe prohibition, it's a huge corridor. Now let's look at this a little more closely. There's a Mishnah in the Sefer Kehilim which actually describes to us on the Harabayit itself, when the Mikdash was standing, there were various levels of Kedusha, not all Tumas are the same. We come to a sort of general segment that people are Tomei, don't go into the Harabayit. Is true. But let's, in a little more precise fashion, there's different types of tumas, and different types of tumas can actually go in a little way, and some can go in further, and some can't go into the Harabayit whatsoever. So, Harabai is the Kuddish from there. Harabai is more Kuddish than Yerushalayim. Shein Zobim is the Zobim, Nidus, the Yodoy is not in the shop. The Harabai itself, entry is not permitted, those who are Zob, Zobo, Nidu, and Yodetis. There's the, what we would call the common denominator of these types of Tumah, is what we call the Tumah Yotzom Migufa. It's a Tumah which is caused by some excretion of the goof. The goof itself is actually Tumah, not something that happened to the goof, like a Tumah Nase or something like that. It's actual Tumah Yotzom Migufa, which in certain Yodim is more common. So these types of people, and Nidu, Yedetis, Zob, and Zobo, these people cannot go Bichlal into the Haravayit whatsoever. Then we have an area called Bechik, which is a drop further in. It's described elsewhere how many Amos precisely it is. Hatheil the Kuddish Nemeh. She'ein Udeke Kovim Usmeimeit Nitlot in the Shok. Now Bechik is even further Kovish that Zoyim and those who are Tomeimeit cannot enter over there. Now there was, some moments ago, a discussion regarding the coastal of Arabi nowadays. This coastal which we see, which has remained from the Beit HaMikdash until this very day, what exactly is it the wall of? There was an opinion who was of the opinion that this wall is actually not the wall, the outer wall of the Haravai, it's the wall of the Chet, of the Azor. As we, what we see in this mission, it's one of the slightly inner walls. And were this to be true, we would have a serious problem going to the coastal of Arab, because certainly anybody who it would be a nidah, a yodetis, or any other such hashash of these types of tumas wouldn't be able to come within a certain number of others if you would have to catch them to the coastal of Arabi. Then we would be saying that somewhere outer from the coastal of Arabi is already the edge of Harabai. So there was such an opinion. It was based on the Shuvas Radvan, there's a sefer of the Chofas Obam who writes on the Halachas of Mitzvahs of Louis Boris, where he seems to accept this opinion. But fortunately for us, that does not seem to have been the accepted saying in Klal Yisrael, and it seems to have been proved conclusively that the coastal of Arabi is the wall of the Harabai, not anything further.
That produces some problems about putting your hands into the wall.
Oh, let's go come in a second, putting your hands in the wall. Now, let's discuss a little further. There were some people, and there are some people even, who have some sort of halal in it. Having said this, if the coastal is the wall of the Harabai, and we've said that people who are Tomei Meis theoretically could actually go to the Harabayit until the place of the Chet. There are unfortunately some people nowadays who think that because of that, what's our problem nowadays with Tomei Meis? So they say the other various tumors that are around, Baal Keri and things like that, which would forbid one to enter the Harabayit, they say it's possible to become Torah from those tumors. So let's become Torah from those tumors, and then we could go to the Harabayit until the place of the Chet. So, needless to say, it should be clear to all of us that, first of all, there's a very strong minhag of Am Yisrael going back, dovers and dovers, not to enter the Harabai whatsoever, despite whatever the Sheikh Masturian there might be. And in fact, this minhag is already recorded in the Sefer Kaftar Mofer. Kaftar Mofer is one of the Rishonim who came from Europe to Israel, probably in 1100 or 1200. And he has a whole work on Mitzvah Tatluis Boris, and he records quite clearly that this was the done thing. Ein lodu lekarim mipetah harabayit v'lifnim. We do not go anywhere further than the harabayit. Hayoyim she'anachnu v'chafayim v'chut. We daven outside those walls, and this is the minhagirat. Boim adotim solim v'mispalini, and we do not go any further than that. The minhag of Yitzchak in his tshuva goes further to explain many, many reasons why halakhically one cannot go any further than the walls of the Harabai, despite whatever ideas people might have. In a month then, who can say for certainty exactly where the Kavul of the Chel is? And it very openly leads to a purpose of people going further. We're dealing here with a Hashash Krisos. Furthermore, the Tvina, which people do from the other Tumas, which do forbid one to go into Harabais, really needs to be done with the full stringency of a tefillah, like a nidah total, with zehirus from all types of chatitza and cleaning of the hair, etc., etc., which is, people are not used to. No, you only gain a chashash avera, that's all. No, you don't gain. There are people who want to go up there. Why do they want to go there? I think they have a political reason. I don't think it's avera Hashem reasons. That's what I think. Okay, let's come to one further point. Having spoken about all this, the choyah or isra of going to Harabayim, so there is a principle which we find regarding regular, whether it's a reason for standing, principle discussed in the Gemara about bia b'miktas shmei bia. Okay. There is an opinion in the Gemara that even a partial kenisa of somebody who is tameh into the Mokav HaMikdash is already an issa. Bia b'miktas shmei bia. Even if he sticks in a part of his foot, sticks a leg in, and it's already part of the issa. Bia b'miktas shmei bia. So are those who are concerned, having said that, that perhaps if you come close to the coastal of Nairobi and you stick your fingers into one of the cracks in the wall, well, where exactly does this kedusha begin? Is the thickness of the wall included in the prohibition? There are those who want to be cautious, there are those who are didactic not to do any activity like that, putting a hand on the wall or in the wall, but sticking the most in. Because part of what they want to, part of the idea is that maybe, even though the Gemara says that Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia Lav, they made them want to discuss, and maybe that only refers to an entrance that goes the whole way through. An entrance that goes the whole way through, which is possible to go through, on that Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia. But an entrance that doesn't go, it's not possible to go through this entrance. Maybe over there, the Kedusha doesn't extend as far. And many other unlucky factors which beyond the scope of our discussion here. But needless to say, as we see, definitely the minute Yisrael is to make about this, that they made, there's not many, many reasons why one can be made, but there are others who are adapted. One further interesting shayla I thought spoken about in this context was what about flying over the Mokav HaMikdash. Having said that people who are coming can't go into the Mokav HaMikdash, so let's say what would be in an aeroplane, I don't think it's a usual thing, I'm sure, flat path. Don't usually take you over the Mokav HaMikdash, but let's say it was possible in a helicopter, whatever it is, could one go over the Mokav HaMikdash? So the Avadah Yosef has a chill about it, and he concludes that in fact the Kedusha of the Mokav HaMikdash goes out of Shalai, it goes the whole way, and therefore one should not go over the Mokav HaMikdash even in an aeroplane, a helicopter, any other type of flying apparatus. Okay, that's where we'll be here for a bit.